Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And thanks to the help we get from ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, we'll keep it running for you. Just before you have to bring in your vehicle to your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, Dan will give you some idea of what might be wrong with that that vehicle. Good morning, Dan. Good to see you.
Good morning. Good to be here.
I was listening to you guys, you and Steve. Thanks to Steve Thompson for helping as I was heading to Baldwin, Wisconsin.
Oh, good. I'm glad you had us tuned in.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, I was almost called to ask a question, but we had other things to do.
Monitoring us, being sure we did it right.
You always do it
right.
Attaboy. Call us or text us. If you are familiar with the show, you know Dan stays with us till about 7:45. So don't wait. If you do have a question, a car care question, call us at 651-989-9226. You can certainly text Dan at 81807 if that's easier. But do it now. Don't wait. We'd like to help you out. I was thinking, looking at that forecast, Dan, and turning on the air conditioning, maybe in a car that I don't drive as often. And I thought, there's something wrong here. It doesn't seem to, it doesn't, I may have to have Dan look at the coolant level. If somebody hasn't used their air for a while, whether they drive it a lot or not, what could be wrong if it's not cooling?
Well, that's the right answer is it's probably the refrigerant, not the coolant, but the refrigerant.
Oh, and, did I say coolant?
Yeah, you said coolant, yeah. But the refrigerant. And, you know, over a period of many years, it's quite common for the air conditioning system to lose just a little bit of that refrigerant. And oftentimes that has to be, you know, recharged. And the process for doing that is we evacuate, take all the old stuff out, clean it, filter it, and dry it, and then put it back in and to the full proper level. And in the process of filling it back up, it makes it operate efficiently. And then the other thing that happens quite frequently is, I don't know if you've noticed the cotton flying around this time of year,
time.
But it's ridiculous, actually. Well, as you can imagine, that gets stuck in your, the air conditioning condenser, just like it does on your air conditioning unit outside your home. The air forcing through the condenser of in front of your radiator catches that cotton, and as it catches it, it starts to dam up, and eventually it, blocks a good portion of the airflow going through that. And at that point, it makes the air conditioning way less efficient. And in fact, if it gets plugged enough, the pressures can get so high in the air conditioning that it actually just it causes it to shut it off.
Ooh.
It has safety pressure switches, and if the pressure gets high, it shuts it off. So that makes it work inefficiently also.
How do you clean that off? I know you guys do that.
Well, we do, although, in some cases it's nearly impossible to get in there and clean it out properly. And in some cases it, you almost have to replace the components because in the process of trying to clean them, you can wreck them. You know, that if it's got those little cooling fins.
Yeah, they can bend.
Right, and as you try and clean them, you bend them. And if it gets packed in there enough, it just won't come out. And there's nothing you can do to get it out so that the air flows through it properly.
Remember, you and I were talking about this several years ago probably, about getting in there with a garden hose if you can. But I found it almost impossible to even angle the hose in behind the radiator or whatever to clean it out.
You know, they've invented some tools, a wand type thing that we can stick down in front of the between. Because the radiator is behind the air conditioning condenser, so you have to get between the two. And the radiator gets plugged also, which is another repair that we get into where the radiator is plugged enough where it actually causes the car to overheat on a really hot day. So same thing. It's just clogged up. Air won't flow through it. And if air won't flow through it, it won't work. So.
Now, what about we're talking about if – by the way, if you want to call in your car care question, 651-989-9226. We've cleared the lines. Send a text if that's easier, 81807. We'll grab some of those in a moment or so. Besides the refrigerant being low, what issues will, like, with cabin filters can be with somebody who maybe smells that, you know, mildew? Yeah.
Well, any filter, just like your furnace filter at home, if you ignore it long enough, it will get completely plugged. And, you know, that's one of the things in your house, in your home, that causes your air conditioner to quit is the furnace filter gets plugged. Not enough air flows through, and it actually causes it to freeze up. And so something similar happens with all of your filters in your car. The cabin filter, as it starts to plug, it gets, you know, more and more plugged. It catches more of the debris that blows through there. And in that process, the airflow into the car becomes very inefficient, very little airflow. And, of course, that causes it to not cool properly. So, and you're right, the cabin filter on these musty days when it gets filled with that organic debris gets pretty stinky.
Yeah, it does.
And so do yourself a favor and freshen your car up by changing that cabin filter regularly. That's a good thing to do.
Speaking of which, Tony and I yesterday did that very thing in the vehicle he drives, mm-hmm. which is, and some vehicles are very easy. You open the glove box, you open this door, you take out the old one, you put in the new one. This one, you have to remove the glove box, you have to do this and that. So it took us a while. He figured it out. And the easiest thing we've done is replace the air filter elements.
Right.
Some cases, I need Dan to do that. But this case, we didn't.
They do not make them easy to get
out,
do they?
No. In this case, it was.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What I was going to ask you, speaking of cabin filters, the one we replaced, the old one we threw away was a charcoal embedded one.
Mm-hmm.
The one we put in was not.
Right.
Is there a big difference as long as we change them?
No, not if you change them regularly.
Right. Okay.
But the charcoal is designed to freshen the smell, to give it a fresher smell, and to kill the organic stuff that happens in the filter. So good, better, best. Charcoal's better.
Okay.
But the good is just fine as long as you change it frequently enough. It'll be just fine.
And this vehicle's not driven a lot.
Right.
So,
yeah,
whatever. We have to take a break, Dan. We have more show to come. Call us or text us if you have any kind of a car care question. You want to talk with this guy. He is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul on this Saturday morning. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here with Dan Burns, ASE certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Accepting your phone calls. If you have any car, truck, van issues, call us or text us. 651-989-9226. Text, meanwhile, 81807. Keep in mind, Dan will be here till about 7:45, so don't wait if you want some help. Call or text. I mentioned Lloyd's Automotive, but folks that don't know where you guys are, where are you located?
Well, we're right on the avenue where Grand Old Day was last.
How'd that go?
It was fabulous, actually. It was as big a crowd as I've ever seen.
Wow.
And I think it was great. I didn't hear the numbers, but I'm sure they were, they were struggling.
I know.
You heard the reports. They had trouble getting this going, but I think that they were blessed with like a perfect day. And so I think it turned out just great. But Lloyd's Automotive is at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right in the heart of all that, right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, LLOYDS, lloydsautomotive.net, or give a call this morning. I think Nick is there, 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that number before Dan leaves us today, too. Call or text your car care questions. I see one line is open if you want to fill it. Here's a text, a 2011 F-150. I suspect, texter says, the blend door on the heater/AC is stuck in hot mode. What is involved in repairing it? That comes from Paul from Cologne.
Yeah, well, I hope, Paul, that there's a little servo motor that runs each of those doors. They're all operated electronically nowadays. It used to be cables, but now they're electronic, and what we hope has happened is that a little electric servo motor has failed and that it's stuck in the hot position. And if that's the case, the servo motor most often can be accessed pretty simply and from the outside of the heater box, and and then replace it, simply replace it with a new one, and you'll be back in business. What we hope did not happen, though, is that that blend door, the actual door that, that moves in there between hot and cold, has broken somehow. And if that's the case, that's a big problem, because then the whole heater box that houses the air conditioning evaporator and the heater core and all of that, all the doors, that whole box has to come out, which, of course, is behind the dash, which means the whole dash has to come out. And it's a very, very large job to do that. And oftentimes to replace that heater box is pretty expensive.
Really?
So bad news is we replace those heater boxes pretty often.
Do you?
Yeah. So it's
ouch.
That's a pretty common problem. But those are the two things that you'll be looking for and the two things you can plan for.
All right, Dan, let's go back to the phones. Ron, I believe, is calling from White Bear Lake. Hi, Ron. What is your question for Dan?
Hi, Dan. 2018 Ford F-150 with a 2.7. And yesterday, it's got very low miles on it. It's only 5,000. My backup camera went out, and on the little screen, I get a magnifying glass look. I haven't had a chance to look in the book yet, and I thought, I'll just give you a call.
Yeah. Well, obviously there is a real camera back there, very few miles on the car, but there's a chance that the camera itself has failed. There's a chance if that's not the case, if it doesn't just come back to life, you'll probably have to bring that in and get some help. But there's a chance that it can be the whole, you know, that the system can be reset. If there's a code stored in there or something, there's a chance that the system can be reset and get that to clear up for you. But you know, you might want to check your warranty. That might be something that carries an extended warranty on it and if it does get to be the camera or something, it can get a little more expensive, so you might want to get some help on that if you can.
All right. Good luck, Ron. Thank you. 651-989-9226. Peter's calling in from Coon Rapids. Peter, you're on CCO with Dan.
Hi, good morning. I've got a 2008 Silverado that's presenting a code for a vapor canister that needs to be addressed. I'm wondering, what is it to fix it?
Well, it's part of the emissions system. When you're filling your car with gas or when the car is sitting, under certain conditions, all of the vapors from the gas tank system needs to be sealed. And so it tests itself, and your vehicle failed that self-test. Something's not working correctly, and that's why you have the check engine light and the code that's stored in there. The charcoal canister that you're talking about, when you're filling the car with gas, of course, air needs to come out, and as the air comes out, it's filtered through that charcoal canister. The vapors are captured in that. And then when you start the car, at some point, the car will allow those vapors to be purged out of there and clean that canister again. And anyway, that's part of your system's not working correctly. And, you know, very commonly we replace those vapor canister. That may very well be what's wrong with your car, but I would recommend that you bring it in and have it checked, because oftentimes the codes that are stored in a vehicle are only enough information to get you in trouble and put you down the wrong path.
So,
yeah, so I think you should probably bring that in and get a little help on it. But I think you can expect that canister will need to be replaced, and it's back by the gas tank.
Okay. Dan, hang on. We need to take a quick break here. We'll be back with more. Call us or text us your car care questions here on CCO. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long, along with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, answering your questions, your car care questions, by phone and by text. All right. We've got a bunch of text messages I don't want to forget about. Let's see. By the way, the text number 81807. Dan is going to be here for about, another 8 minutes or so. So don't wait. Here's one. When you are driving down the road at a pretty good speed, is the radiator fan still pushing air forward? It seems the airflow would be working in the opposite direction. And what direction does that fan flow?
Yeah, no, the fan is most commonly behind the radiator, and it flows in a direction that pulls the air through the radiator.
Oh, so it is
Not fighting the air as you're going down the road. And in fact, as you're going down, especially the highway, there's enough air flowing through there that the fan doesn't need to run anyway. So you
okay.
know, the motion of the car has replaced the operation mm-hmm. of the electric fan.
Are there still fans in vehicles? I remember years ago, sometimes you'd shut off your vehicle and the fan would continue to run.
Yeah, that still happens.
It doesn't?
And, you know, there are still vehicles, not many, but there are still some vehicles that run off the drive belt. The cooling or the fan runs off the drive belt, which means it runs all the time. And the reason that they switched to an electric fan is just for that reason that you know, that's energy inefficient to have that fan running all the time when you don't need it to be running.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, another text says this, who's thinking about purchasing a new small SUV. They named a couple of brands. I've heard, texter says, there are concerns with, quote, turbo engines. I don't know what turbo engines are. Are there concerns? So what is a turbo?
Well, a turbocharger takes it. Takes air and pressurizes the intake manifold, and it adds horsepower to the vehicle, at, you know, especially on acceleration. And I don't know if you've driven it. Oh, I know you've driven a turbo vehicle, Denny, but they're remarkable. I mean, what they can accomplish with turbos is unbelievable.
They kind of reburn the fuel or something? What's
no,
the deal with
no, that? No, they're driven. It's a fan, in essence, that pressurizes the intake manifold, and they're driven by exhaust.
Oh.
A turbocharger is driven by exhaust. A supercharger is driven by a belt.
A belt.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's the difference. But they're driven by the exhaust, and they've gotten very, very efficient and effective. And good news is they work really well. You'll love the fact that you have a turbo. The bad news is it's one more component on the vehicle that yes, does need attention from time to time, and it's a moving part, and all moving parts break. So, you know, it's just one more thing to deal with, but I would say that the trade-off is well worth it. You know, many, many, many cars never have any trouble with their turbos at all, and some cars you have to replace a turbo, and in some cases it's a horrendous job
to
replace a turbo, but...
But they can. Some of these turbos, the way they put on these little four cylinders, can add quite a bit of zip to the.
Well,
engine.
You know what? Somebody just called earlier about a F-150 pickup with a 2.7-liter engine.
Yeah.
And the only reason they can get away with that is because it's turbo.
Because it's turbo,
and it still has plenty of power.
All right. Okay. Good. Thanks for the text. Here's another one that says, "Let me see if I can translate this." My air conditioner was put on a few days ago, was driving down the road for several miles, worked great, couldn't, I'm not sure what they're saying, cold is blowing. All of a sudden, it totally, when it turned hot, so I turned it off. This winter, the defrost worked fine. I heard that's connected to being part of the air conditioning to keep it running all winter. Do you think I just need to get it recharged is the question?
Maybe, although what they're describing is what we talked about earlier. If there's not enough air flowing across the condenser, the pressures get so high that the car protects itself by turning the air conditioning off. And I wonder if that's what is going on. But at any rate, yes, the answer is to bring it in and tell your shop that you're having trouble with your air conditioner. The process is going to start with recharging the air conditioning and checking the level of the refrigerant, and then another part that they're going to want to check is to be sure that the condenser is not plugged and that your cooling fan is in fact working. If your cooling fan is not working, the air conditioning won't work either.
Oh.
It'll overheat and turn it off.
Turn off. Yeah. Right. Texter says, I'm in the dilemma of a sizable repair or buying a new car. They have a 2012 Impreza, now needing $1,500 repair. They're looking at a CRV. What would you do?
Well, a 2012 Impreza is certainly worth more than $1,500. So
yeah,
I don't know the condition of the rest of the car, but what I tell people when they're making a decision about whether to fix their car or not, and I'll point to the car and say, well, if you could buy that car for $1,500, would you?
Yeah.
And, of course, the answer is always yes, and that's how we get our work. But it's a good question, and it's the right answer. If you'd buy it for $1,500, then you should go ahead and repair it, because otherwise you're just going to – somebody else is going to buy it and fix it and drive it for a long time. So right. You might as well do that yourself, if you like the car. I mean,
yeah.
If you want to get a new car, go ahead. There's lots of reasons to get a new car. Money's not the only part of the choice.
That's right.
Does it fit your needs and is it what you want and all that. But if you like the car, I think that's certainly well worth fixing.
A lot of heat AC questions today, Dan, naturally. Here's one text, an 04 Yukon XL. With the air conditioner on yesterday, started blowing hot air. We turned it off ASAP. What's wrong? Possible price quote. Thank you. Love the show.
Well, it's the same answer that I've been giving. It's either low on refrigerant or their air is not flowing through it properly or something like that. You know, there's those pressure switchers that I'm talking about that protect the vehicle. They fail from time to time, too. So that's another thing that could be wrong with it. If one of the pressure switches isn't working right, we replace those quite frequently, too. So,
okay.
But there's, you know, if you're having air conditioning problems, there's not much you can do for yourself because you don't have the gauges and you don't have the, you know, what you need to do it. So most shops are really good at air conditioning work. So if you're having trouble, bring it in and they'll get it figured out for you pretty quickly. And then you can decide what you want to do about the repair.
Give me a 20-second answer, Dan. And we've had this before. Does Dan have an opinion on extended warranties on newer used cars?
it's an insurance policy. So if you like insurance, how insurance makes you feel, that's great. If you want to be self-insured, then don't buy it. I don't buy them, but I get my cars fixed a lot cheaper than most people.
That's true. So, you do.
Yeah.
You know somebody.
Right. So at the end of the day, if you never buy an insurance policy, you'll win. But on that catastrophic repair, you need it. So, or you want it.
If you want to sleep better at
if
night,
you want to,
you want to do
better.
That?
Yeah. Right.
How do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Give us a call. We're at 651-228-1316. You can come on over. We're at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, or you can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net.
Very good. I'll see you next week.
Nick next week.
Oh, Nick is coming again next week. All right, Dan. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right.